In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning, 20 minutes away from back-to-back NFL no huddles, as we always do. We'll probably sprinkle in some college football stuff, too, though, as we'll do 45 minutes on football, both college and pro. But a pretty fun Sunday outside, obviously, of what happened here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll get to the back page with Bo in an hour, as well as some phone calls. And we said, look, if you don't want to today, we get it. We understand.
Right.
They want to.
Okay.
They want to.
All right.
Phone lines are full.
Let's hear it.
Phone lines are full. I will say one more thing, just as far as, like, since we're here and they're mathematically eliminated and all of that. It is frustrating that the division actually is as crappy as everyone said it was going to be the last 3 years for the first time.
Yep.
Because it wasn't actually quite this awful the last couple of years, because Tampa played okay. Tampa's just decimated.
Yeah,
and New Orleans has somehow found a way to beat both the Panthers and the Bucks at different times this year. The Bucks and the Panthers are tied right now in first place at 7-6.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy.
Yep.
Like, if you would have told me all the way back in August, like, at this point, the leader of the division would be 7-6. Like, all right, well, Falcons aren't having a great year, but at least they're in it.
Yep.
You know, at least I got a chance.
Nope.
Nope. Incorrect. Eliminated from the playoffs at 4-9. They've lost 7 out of their last 8. We could go on and on and on. The list is very long about the things that have happened this year poorly. Yesterday was the worst of it. Well, I guess not. They lost that one but to Carolina by 30.
Yep.
Yesterday was only 27.
But this was
dominated. I don't know. They're both pretty bad.
Dominated.
They got 30, 27, and 24 this year. So pretty cool. All right. Tracy is in Carrollton. Hey, Tracy.
And how y'all doing?
Fine. Doing fine.
I got a question. Just something I've been wondering about. Why did Raheem Morris get hired coach the Falcons?
Oh.
He's not a winner. Never has been, really.
Yeah. All right, Tracy.
I just don't.
All right.
Well, I mean, look, we can go back to the timeline when it all happened. I think there's a number of different reasons. He had had a lot of success lately as a coordinator with a team that had won. Familiarity played a part in it. There's no doubt about that. They knew him and liked him and all that. And, I don't know. Other candidates didn't work out. Either didn't want the job or they didn't want them.
Yeah, they didn't want the job or something like that. But, I mean, you know, go back and look at it. I was fine with it when they hired Raheem. I wasn't like, all right, or anything like that. But I was like, okay, I mean, he is – because it wasn't anything where he had to rehab anything. You know what I mean? Like Tampa, he had a good year and then bottom fell out because they didn't do the stuff that they did for his predecessor, Shiano. Wasn't Shiano that went after him?
But that was also just so long ago.
But it was so long ago.
He worked his way back up the ladder through the coordinator ranks.
Yeah.
That it's understandable that he was going to get a head coaching job at some point.
Yes.
The thing that concerned me at the time of the hiring was, and it was nice to hear everyone be so happy for Raheem because everyone likes Raheem.
Yes.
But no one went much further than, I like him, he's such a great dude.
Yes.
And then it's like, if you tried to, okay, let me read that quote a little further. Where do they start talking about all the stuff he does good as a coach?
Right.
Oh, they don't. There's no specific thing that he's excellent at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's the case, if you're kind of like a vibes coach, then you have to have great coordinators.
And you didn't have
And he doesn't have great coordinators either. And but that's on him.
But that's on
his
him.
Job
yeah.
to fill his staff out.
He didn't hit it right with his
I'm not trying to pass blame off to anybody, but like if you're the CEO coach and you sort of like you're involved in everything, but you're not sort of a an expert on any of it, then
you got to get the guys.
Those guys got to be great, yep. And you got to make sure they
and you
are.
Did.
And instead, he went with two first timers. Mm-hmm. Had to fire the first one before the season was over with Jimmy Lake. Zach Robinson, you know, take it or leave it, but obviously it hasn't been great. And then the inherited special teams coordinator, has the worst unit in football.
Yes.
So
that's why
0-4.
Yeah, it's been bad.
If you include, although Ulbrich, I think has been okay, but the defense isn't great this year. They're better, but not great. Dexter is in Covington. Hey, Dexter.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Merry Christmas to you guys. I know I'm saying it kind of soon, but
it's all right.
With
these
days going by. Yeah. But anyway, man, I ain't got no problem with Raheem coaching. I got a problem with what Raheem brought behind him. You know, Zach ain't doing what he's supposed to do. You know, Ulbrich doing this thing, but let's shade it with the points, you know, with people, they still scoring.
Right.
You know, but when you find that wide receiver coach, it seemed like everything went downhill from there. It looked like our receiver just go to the club, come out and practice, and go back home. It's like nobody knowing what to do on Sunday. And that's hurting us as fans to see that. You know, I be at work on Sunday, man. I don't be wanting to come home to watch the game. I wish they could give me more jobs to stay out here to work.
Right.
To watch the Sire Falcons.
All right. Thanks, Dexter.
Appreciate it, Dex. Yeah,
I mean, the wide receiver position has been shockingly bad.
It's been bad.
Like
when Drake London's
and Drake
not
being hurt is a big part.
Yes, three games in a row. But there was no, you know, coming in. Moody came into season banged up, and has not found his form. Obviously, the other guys. I mean, they're just that.
That's what it is.
The other guys.
The rest of them are.
Yep. The rest of them are just the
depth
other guys.
Chart guys.
Yeah. So that's where you're. Yeah.
And Kyle hasn't stepped up really.
No.
And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, individual issues for sure, which is roster stuff, which is also, you know, when you start kind of passing blame around, it goes everywhere. Like, Terry Fontenot shoulders blame here also.
Yes, he does.
Like, there's limited depth across the board, and also just some spots that just aren't good. Even the guys that are out there to start aren't great. So it's across the board blame for sure. Tom is in McDonough. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, Tom. Love you.
I've been in Atlanta. I was born in Atlanta. I've been here for 54 years, and I've been a Falcons fan since I was about 7 years old. When I heard Dave Arch interviewing Raheem yesterday, and Raheem said, "If this doesn't matter," and I called Steak earlier and told him the same thing. When you say this doesn't matter, what does that do to your team, your players, your fan base? I mean, come on. This guy has got to go. Yeah, I love Ulbrich, but if it takes Raheem leaving, take him with you. Whatever, I don't care.
Hey Tom, I didn't hear that. What did he? In what context did he say that?
Well, he asked him about the loss, you know, about this loss or whatever, and Raheem says, "Oh, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We got to go forward and this and that." But it does matter. I mean, you know, I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars over the years on season tickets.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
I'm sick of it. I mean, I don't know. I'm a frustrated fan. I'm a Falcons lifelong fan. I'm a diehard fan, but I've been kicked in my freaking head for my whole life.
Yeah, man.
No doubt, Tom.
No,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. What was the context of the answer?
He was saying the details of the loss, like none of that matters. We got to get it fixed.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
He wasn't saying that losing the game.
Losing doesn't
matter.
Okay. It's again, also in the vein of, hey, we're playing again on Thursday.
Yeah, right. But here's what doesn't matter. Like, and I'm not trying to, like, dismiss any of it. Like, Tom obviously has skin and money in the game, like years in the game, energy and all that kind of stuff. Like, what is said after the games doesn't, I mean, again, it's just going to make you more mad. Like, they're not going to be able to explain anything, especially at this point where everyone continues to, and I get it. You want to hear something said that gives you some sort of hope. You really want to hear is you're fired.
Yes,
like, that's what you want to hear.
Yes.
But there's nothing that these dudes can say in a postgame interview or in a press conference or anything that's going to make you feel any better other than we're firing this guy or I'm stepping down.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to be able to explain, yeah, man, the special teams is awful.
Yes.
He's not firing the coach, so he has to say he has confidence.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's a part of what it is. But yeah, like, I would just, again, fan how you want, and you're going to get as mad as you want, and understandably, because yesterday was awful.
It was bad.
But there's nothing the coach is going to say that's going to make you feel better about it. It's only going to make you more mad. Miguel is in Atlanta. Hey, Miguel.
Andy, Randy, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Question. Do you think Raheem will get another job after this, another head coaching job?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
And how many players do you think are going to return on offense?
How many what?
Players?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Miguel.
All of them, except for Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle won't be back.
Kyle won't be here. They'll make a decision on Moody.
Probably Algier won't be back.
Algier probably won't be back.
And then maybe. I don't know. Maybe they can find a way to sign him, but probably not.
Maybe. Maybe Bergeron will be out because he's a free agent.
Is he?
I think this is isn't his fourth year.
I thought it was his third
year. If it's his third year, okay, then he'll be back then.
Yeah.
Caleb McGarry comes back.
McGarry will be back.
I think you get another.
Lindstrom will be back.
Lindstrom will be back.
News will probably be back.
Yeah. And so then you look at it from that standpoint. But yeah, I mean, quarterback, I mean, obviously Michael's going to be here, but don't know what his status is going to be. Don't know what they're going to do with this Kirk Cousins thing because that $57 million cap, but he has not done anything to prove that he deserves to
be on his
team.
Kirk Cousins is gone. Even if Kirk Cousins balled, he wasn't here on that contract.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But yeah, Penix will be here and Bijan will be here and London, they got to figure something out there because it was a contract year for Drake London.
Right.
But the receiver room is going to look different.
Completely different.
Thank God.
Yeah.
The receiver room's awful. Yeah. Like, it really has been of all of it. And there's a lot of bad. Like, that's been the most
disappointing,
crazy part. Like, it's not, you know, just look at the numbers across the board, including Mooney, who was supposed to be the number two. Like, the numbers are staggeringly bad. James is Indicator. Hey, James.
Hey.
James?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Ar. How are you?
Sorry, I'm on my lunch break, but I couldn't help but listen to you guys.
Thank you.
I was telling somebody the other day, you know, we were looking at that Jets game. You see that stadium? Mm-hmm. Looks going to look familiar in a minute. Just the guy that asked about those dollar tickets, let me know when they're coming up. See you guys.
Hey, what are you having for lunch, James?
I went to Wendy's, man. I just got some chili.
Sure. Oh, good.
Knock off this stuff on that side.
All right, good. That sounds good, James. Perfect day for chili. Very cold outside.
Yeah, I mean, you're watching people like this. I was with my man JY. He dropped his wife and his kids. They went to the game. You know, they see the ticket holders and all those different things also. And I was just like, you know, watching the game. We're watching it on TV at the bar. You're just watching people leave. You're watching. I'm surprised. I bet people after they go, you know, halftime, go get you snacks and everything. When they ran over the kill back, they just left.
Yeah, sure.
You know what, man? Let me just get out of here.
I was surprised there were enough people to boo when they kicked the field goal in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Let's just get out of here, man.
Like, I was like, all right, good for you guys for still being in there and having the passion and wherewithal to realize that maybe they should go for it on fourth and two. Good for you.
Fourth and damn two.
Yeah, and you're down 100 and your season's over.
Yeah,
let's kick a field goal.
Let's get him some more incentive money or something.
Yeah, man. We got to work on the operation because it got blocked earlier in the game. We got to perfect the operation. We got to attack the moment. This is sort of where I'm at with a lot of it is like, they got to do something like this. There's nothing you can do in the final four games. Like, people are going to watch because they're like everyone that's called us right now because they're diehard fans that love the team and love football and want them to win. They got to do something in this offseason to give people something to be.
I don't know what it is.
I do.
What?
Clean house.
Oh, yeah. That's what I keep saying.
Whole house.
I understand what you're saying. I'm like, but that's going to make you happy to win because this ain't going – this right here.
Briefly.
Is a brief
life. Yeah, it'll make you happy briefly.
Yes, because this is going to be a long, long.
That's right. But at least because if they don't do that, and the same people that have made these hires the last handful of times that have gotten us back in this same place.
Right.
Because this isn't a new place where we are right now.
No.
Where we are right now is a conversation we had 5 years ago and conversation we had 3 years ago and conversations we had even 6 years ago, and they probably should have gotten rid of Dan and Thomas the year before they did. Like, we've had these conversations before.
Yep.
The same people are the ones that have repopulated these jobs and have failed repeatedly. So at the very least, if you take it a level higher and let new people make those decisions on the new people, Falcons fans can talk themselves into, well, maybe at least this is different.
Okay.
At least maybe the decision makers know what they're doing this time. Because if it's the same decision makers hiring these people, why would it be different?
I know. Me and you are 100%. I agree with that. My only point with this is it's still the Falcons.
Yeah, it might also not be.
Yeah.
Like, it might not be.
Yeah.
But at least there's a reason. Like, I'll take a thrill, man. Give me a brief moment.
Right.
It's better than this.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand the angst of, you know,
let me talk myself into it.
Because
I can't talk myself into it right now.
I can't talk. I mean, I don't know where they go. I mean, I know obviously it's going to be a new GM, new coach, president, all these different things.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, you remember I said last week. I'd be surprised. If he's not there.
Well, it'll be a new coaching staff.
Yes.
You can't. You know.
Yeah, I don't.
I think they're alert and aware of the situation enough to realize that they can't roll these guys back out there.
Everybody has to go.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Like, you're going to lose the fan base. Yes. Now, maybe these people that are the president and decision makers and stuff could hire a coach that's exciting enough to get it. Look, people are going to be back.
Yeah.
It'll be August and we'll be in Flowery Branch and people will be on the hill because they love football and they love the Falcons.
Right.
Like, if they didn't, they wouldn't be here still. You know what I mean? I say this all the time. If it wasn't for diehard fans, the Falcons wouldn't have any.
Right.
There's no bandwagon fans.
There's no bandwagon Falcon fans.
Yeah.
We understand that.
Everybody can call in like Tom and be like, yeah, I've been a fan since I was 7. Because you have to be. You're born into it. You don't choose this life.
No,
it chooses you.
Falcons chose you.
But that's all I'm saying is, like, if you really want to give people a reason and talk themselves into optimism, you got to at least change some of the decision makers.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And we all know who that one decision maker is who everybody blames everything on. Because you can't blame the owner because he just owns the team. He ain't going.
Well, you can blame him, but meaning
he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but as long as you need 2x4s and skill saws, he's still going to have the money to own the team.
He ain't going no damn where. Hey, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local NFL games every Sunday. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
All right, we'll talk some other NFL teams to kick off the noon hour NFL No Huddle. We'll also get back into some college football conversation as well as the playoff is set. Certainly some, controversy, I guess. People upset, and I think it's more the process than the outcome. But we'll get into that as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.